Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the Emmanuel Pearlgate Daily Devotional for today. We pray that your spirit will be fed, so you will be able to go through the day with Jesus on your mind and the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Feel free to visit us at www.epbcsf.com to learn more about us and to virtually worship with us through our virtual video library. Enjoy today's devotional.
Week 32, Friday. Today's topic,
what a fellowship.
What a fellowship. Therefore, receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say, Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this reason I will confess you to the Gentiles and sing to your name. Romans chapter 15, verse 7 through 9. I can still remember those awkward, intimidating, and uncomfortable feelings of that first day of class in a brand new school. One of the thoughts that raced through my mind was whether the other kids would accept me. Would I find a friend among so many unfamiliar faces? The Apostle Paul instructed the believers in Rome to accept each other despite their many differences. Their motivation to do so was that Jesus had already accepted them. They must not turn their backs on their brothers and sisters in Christ. After all, Jesus taught his disciples that the world would know they belonged to him by the way they loved one another in John chapter 13, verse 35. The ultimate outcome of our receiving each other is that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. Receiving each other in love as Christ has received us, no matter how great our differences might be, is a wonderful witness of God's grace to anyone who knows us but doesn't know him yet. Father, thank you for accepting and loving me. Fill me with your love as I seek the well-being of others in my church and serve them in your name. It is in the mighty and the matchless name of my loving Savior Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We pray that you enjoy today's devotional and that it will be a blessing on your life. These devotionals are broadcast Monday through Saturday, so remember to tune in for our next devotional. For information, you can contact us at www.epbcsf.com. May God bless you and continue to keep you. Until next time, be blessed.